Today is Wednesday, December 22nd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. My voice is feeling a little bit stronger now, so that's good. We do have one more voicemail, and I'm going to go ahead and kick off the show with that. And because while I was sick, nothing happened, and might as well play some voicemails. So let me just pull that one up. Here we go.
Hello, it's Tony in Illinois.
Hello.
The last recording I have is December 9th. Is everything okay? Or I'm using Google Podcast to get all my podcasts, so I don't know if it's a Google thing or if you're just not recording. I don't know. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, you messaged me on Twitter as well. Might as well get some content, though, out of the voicemail. So, thank you for the call, Tony. I appreciate the concern. I did answer that question, but I'll reiterate. Yeah, the last time I recorded was December 9th. And then that was a Thursday. And then Friday the 10th is when I had the emergency and had to drive to St. Louis. And I just did not have time to record Geeky Gay. I had to immediately leave as soon as I realized, because it was the first time we were recording Mix Minus for, I don't know, 4 weeks or something. 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know exactly how long it was. And so I didn't have time to record before I left, and I packed up my mixer. And as soon as I walked into the hotel, I immediately set up the mixer, set up the microphone, set everything up, and immediately it was time for me to connect with Daniel. So I made it like right in time. In fact, I was late, so I didn't make it right in time, but I did message him beforehand and told him, you know, what time I was going to be available. And I did make it by that time. I think it was 9:30. And apparently it sounded good on the recording, but because I took my mixer with me and my microphone and all that. So it is what it is. But I appreciate the concern. And like I said, if anyone follows me on Twitter, I'll try to, or, you know, if you guys follow me on Twitter at GeekyGayTV, I want to change that. I want to change it to just GeekyGay. But anyway, I know why I did it. At the time that I did it, I was thinking, oh, I'm going to be a YouTube celebrity at some point. And so I'm going to put TV at the end because I'm going to do videos and, you know, I'm going to be a popular YouTuber. I have gotten into watching this YouTuber called Jazza, and he's been a YouTuber for a long time, probably 10 years. He's probably one of the OG YouTubers. And for some reason, it was recommended to me, probably because I watch 3D modeling and, you know, and he's an artist. And so he does all this amazing, and I say amazing, I mean, his art is not really all that realistic. It's more cartoony. But he does some really good drawings, paintings, sculpture. He does everything. And I've just been binge watching. I've been really enjoying his. And then I was thinking, oh my gosh, maybe I should start sketching. I've never drawn in my life. Like, I've never been an artist. I've never done any of that in my life. But when I was younger, I used to enjoy doing crafts. I used to like to get sweatshirts and paint on them with puff paint. I don't know if anybody remembers puff paint, but you would paint. And I feel like you had to heat it up, like maybe with a blow dryer. I could be wrong, but I feel like you had to heat it up and it would puff up. And so, you know, you would paint people's names on a sweatshirt, or you would do little designs, or for Christmas, maybe you'd make a Christmas sweatshirt with a Christmas tree with decorations on it or whatever. I don't know. I always enjoyed. And then one year we did, for some reason, I think it was my godmother got into making her own ornaments using felt. And you could make flowers by cutting. You would cut this whatever color you wanted the petals to be, you would cut them out in one color and all the way around, like one solid piece. And you would do, I think, two of those, and you would cut a slit in the middle of them, And then you would make a loop out of a yellow, and you would stick that through to make a little holder, and you would cut like fringe in it to make the fringy bit in a flower. I can't think of what the name. Anyway, maybe they weren't ornaments. Maybe they were napkin holders, but you could also use them as ornaments. Anyway, I made those one year. I was always making various craft things, but I was never much of a drawer. But I've been thinking, oh my gosh, maybe I need to start. But I have so many hobbies. And so it probably is not a good idea for me to start another hobby. You know, I was going to learn Blender, and I still want to continue to learn that. I have learned quite a bit. I was going to learn Unreal Engine and do some Blender models and then import them into scenes in Unreal Engine. Not for game. I don't want to create a video game, but Unreal Engine is now used to create cinematography cinematic scenes, like landscapes to use on green screens and stuff like that. A lot of the Disney Plus shows, Mandalorian is one of them, they use Unreal Engine, and they have a big screen, like a big circular screen. And instead of using a green screen, they project the landscape onto this huge screen using Unreal Engine, and they can tweak it real time. And a lot of this is, you know, it's a gaming engine, and then, but they can build a lot of the models in software like Blender and whatever. Anyway, I don't need to take up another hobby, but I was just thinking, oh gosh, that sketching looks so fun. But I know I would be so frustrated because, you know, I would not be good. It takes forever to get good at anything. And I would not be, and I get frustrated really quickly, and I give up on things. And so, you know, I don't know. So, yeah, this weekend, I don't remember exactly what we did all weekend. We did have a Christmas party on Saturday. It was really my first big party, and I was a little bit nervous about it because, you know, Omicron. Now, we're fully boosted, but, you know, apparently there are more breakthrough cases with Omicron than any of the other variants. And again, we are going to be seeing my parents for Christmas. And, you know, my mom's not getting a booster because I don't know. But I went, and there was the gingerbread house decorating contest. We bought a kit, and then we kind of customized it a little bit. And I made cookies. And I wasn't too happy with the cookies or the decoration. I waited till the last minute, and I was using a royal icing. And I've never made royal icing before. I've bought it already made, but I've never made it myself. And so I wasn't sure quite what the consistency should be. And it was taking forever to dry. And we needed to package them up because we were giving them as gifts. And Mark was getting so, like, he was looking at his watch, because he had a plan. And anytime Mark has a plan, he wants to follow that plan. And I'm not a planner, generally. Or, you know, I just might. Again, I'm a last-minute procrastinator, like, sort of, like, Christmas presents. I'm wrapping them 30 minutes before people are opening them. Mark is buying Christmas presents a month before and has them wrapped immediately as soon as he brings them home. Well, I knew that I was making these cookies, but of course I waited until the last minute. And anyway, we went to this party. We were much later than we planned on being, and he was irritated about that. But it all worked out at the end. We did not win the gingerbread house contest. And but it was fun. I mean, I'm not a big party person. And they generally just kind of sit around, and they did do a white elephant game, but Mark had, I think, forgotten about it and didn't buy a present, so we couldn't participate in that. And they were doing karaoke, but I'm not a big karaoke person, so we were just kind of sitting around and eating and chatting, which is fine. And then on Sunday, anyway, so we did that, and then on Sunday, it was pretty much, I rested. I didn't even go to church because I started to get a fever blister last week when I was sick. And at the same time, and I, you know, I did all this. I did a doctor on demand. I got a prescription for my medicine. Normally I take the medicine preemptively, but I had run out. And so I either because I was getting sick or because I was, you know, I had a lot going on and I was stressed, you know, a fever blister started coming on. You can tell. And you get a little tingly in your lip. And I needed to play on Sunday and I was, but luckily it didn't burst or scab up or anything. It hadn't come through, we'll say. I know that's gross. But anyway, so I was able to play on Sunday, the Sunday before. But then I did get medicine for that. And so it didn't really ever scab over all that much, but I wanted to make sure. So it wasn't big at all because I was able to get medicine and take it. And so that was all good. But I didn't want to play at all last week. And so I didn't go to church because I wasn't playing my trumpet. But we did go and do my last minute Christmas shopping. So we went to Dillard's and I got this lantern thing for my mom and a vase, a couple of like home decor type things. And then I got for my stepdad, he really liked his electric lawnmower that he bought last summer. And so I got him another electric appliance of the same brand that he can swap the batteries in and out. I got him one of those water sprayer cleaner things. And and those are the only two that I'm buying right now. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.